The federal government will seek the death penalty for Zakaria Moussaoui. Moussaoui is accused of conspiring to help the September 11th terrorists. Federal prosecutors filed notice of their intent with a federal court in Alexandria, Virginia today. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, the filing sets the stage for what could be the most contentious part of the trial, the penalty phase.
Ever since Moussaoui was indicted for allegedly conspiring to help the hijackers, everyone has been expecting Attorney General John Ashcroft to make this announcement.
I announce today that I have authorized the United States Attorneys for the Eastern District of Virginia and the Southern District of New York to seek a sentence of death.
With that, Ashcroft set the stage for one trial and possibly two. The first is the guilt phase, where the jury will decide whether Moussaoui did in fact conspire to help in the September attacks. The second would be the penalty phase, and this would entail a whole new set of evidence, where the government would argue that the crime was so terrible that Moussaoui deserves to die. Rory Little, an expert on the federal death penalty at the Hastings School of Law, believes the government has a fairly strong case in showing Moussaoui's guilt, because it's quite easy to prove conspiracy. But, he says, the government could run into trouble trying to prove Moussaoui deserves to be executed because his connection to the attack is circumstantial.
The allegation here is that this defendant participated in an act and that the victims died as a direct result of the act. That's a very hard showing to make in a conspiracy case because, of course, he was arrested 3 weeks before anything happened.
Former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride says if the case gets to the penalty stage, it won't be that difficult to argue Moussaoui should be held responsible. He says the government will try to prove that Moussaoui could have prevented the tragedy, but decided not to do so.
I think they will say that on August 17 and August 18, he was interviewed by the FBI, and at that point, he had an opportunity to tell them about this plot and save 3,000 lives, and he didn't do so. And for that reason, he's morally responsible for every victim.
In addition, the government can point to a number of so-called aggravating factors. The filing today lists several. It cites the size of the attack, producing the largest death toll of any crime in U.S. history. It claims that the attack was aimed not only at victims in the building, but also at firefighters and others who would be injured. And it says the attack was conducted in a heinous, cruel, and depraved manner. Andrew McBride says the hijackers knew what kind of deaths the victims would suffer.
And you're beginning to feel the heat and realizing that you're essentially going to cook to death. The other option is to speed it up by jumping. They knew that this was the kind of choice they were going to put victims to when they decided to bury those planes in mid-span of these buildings.
The defense, of course, can try to rebut these allegations with so-called mitigating factors. One is that Moussaoui doesn't have a history of crime. Another could be that other people accused of similar crimes, like the men convicted in the embassy bombings case last summer, did not receive the death penalty. Robert Precht, a former defense attorney, says, in fact, a major mitigating factor is embedded in the government's case. To prove conspiracy, the government does not have to prove Moussaoui played a significant role in the attacks.
That is paving the road, so to speak, for the defense to argue at the sentencing phase, if Moussaoui is convicted, that he was a minor player. And being a minor player is a mitigating factor that would weigh against imposing the death penalty.
Of course, the government must prove that Moussaoui was involved in the attacks in the first place. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.